KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in Congress. California Congressman Brad Sherman says it's time to impeach President Donald Trump. Sherman is circulating articles of impeachment with his House colleagues. The San Fernando Valley Democrat says the testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey shows there is enough evidence to consider impeachment. Sherman says Comey's testimony shows obstruction of justice by Trump into an investigation tying Trump's campaign to Russian operatives. Comey didn't go that far himself in his public testimony, did say he believes the president pressured him to stop an investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. I spoke with Congressman Sherman earlier and asked him why he thinks now is the time to start the impeachment process.
Day after day, Donald Trump poses a real risk to our country. It's one flabbergasting mistake after another. The national interest requires that we act expeditiously.
What you're talking about, to be very clear to our listeners, is not that the president will be found and should be removed immediately from office, but essentially that the House should open up an investigation into whether the president has committed a crime.
The House should formally consider an article of impeachment. I believe that the House has sufficient evidence to pass it. That is, in effect, a decision that there's probable cause, and the Senate should hold a trial.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said this.
The president's new at this. He's new to government. And so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that establish the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses. He's just new to this.
With this in mind, with Paul Ryan's statement in mind, do you think it's possible Republicans are even going to consider this at this point?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see what the reaction in the country is. My guess is that we will not see Republicans coming out for impeachment for many months, and that we will not see it until additional evidence is provided.
To the best of your knowledge, does Special Counsel Mueller have an active investigation into the president?
Yes, that's his job.
Into the actual president, not his associates, not the campaign, but is actively investigating President Trump.
He's investigating the whole process, which obviously includes the president. Whether he's looking at the possibility of collusion prior to the election or Michael Flynn's violations of law, mostly after the election, which persons involved in the campaign or the administration, if any, will be subject to this report remains to be seen. But if you're investigating the Trump campaign, you're investigating all the top people in the Trump campaign, and Donald Trump is certainly among them.
You have shared with your colleagues your articles of impeachment that you co-wrote. What feedback are you getting from your colleagues?
I expect that some will have some ideas on how to improve the draft. Others may think that we should go more slowly, and some want to encourage me to take this to the next step, which is to take this draft and actually submit it to the clerk of the House.
And you plan on doing that this week, it's my understanding.
Could be this week, could be next week. You know, I've been a lawyer for a long time, and often when you sit down with two or three people and try to improve a document, it can take 4 or 5 days.
Congressman, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much.
We're going to go now from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, where state Republicans are crying foul over a last-minute budget bill from Democrats to change the state's process for recalling legislators from office. The bill was introduced on Monday, and it would add more than 2 months to the recall timeline. It would give citizens time to remove their name from a recall petition and give lawmakers time to review the cost of a recall election. Republican Senate leader Pat Bates says it's just an effort to protect Democratic Senator Josh Newman, who is currently the target of a recall campaign in Orange County.
So it's pick and choose, and clearly it's something here that I feel should be very offensive to have something rigged and not invite the will of the people into this chamber.
Newman's opponents have already raised half of the signatures necessary to trigger a recall election. Senate Democrats said the campaign against Newman has spread lies, and the bill will give residents a chance to remove their signatures. Let's stay in Sacramento, where the state's Arts Council is announcing $15 million in grants to more than 1,000 nonprofits statewide. As KQED's Rachel Miro tells us, California is spending more money in the arts than ever before, but it's not clear how long that will last.
The California Arts Council funds programs focused largely on veterans, former inmates, and kids. This year's record-setting budget will deliver new grants for preschools, as well as field trips and after-school programs like this at San Jose's Mexican Heritage Plaza. Tamara Alvarado heads the School of Arts and Culture there.
Providing high-quality arts education primarily through mariachi music and Mexican folkloric dance.
The school is getting two grants worth roughly $170,000.
These are pretty significant for us.
According to the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies, California now ranks 38th out of 50 states in per capita arts funding after years of languishing near last place. But Brad Erickson of Theater Bay Area warns arts groups shouldn't get used to it. Much of the new spending comes in the form of huge one-time allocations.
We still have a long way to go in terms of investing in the arts in the way that other states do.
What happens to the budget next year? It's anyone's guess. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
There was never any real doubt the Golden State Warriors were going to win the NBA Finals over the Cleveland Cavaliers. They did last night in Oakland. There has been some doubt about what's going to happen to this classic sports anthem written by the San Francisco band Journey. Like, will the band even ever play it again? It's a story involving religion, love, money, and faith. You can find it later today on kqed.org/arts. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, June 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day. Don't stop.